This is Ozarks at Large. Hemp farms are sprouting up across the natural state for the first time since a 1930s era prohibition. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, hemp growers remain tightly regulated as licensed research sites under changing state and federal laws. She takes us to a new hemp farm northwest of Fayetteville to further explain.
Half a dozen farm techs move foot-tall potted hemp plant starts from trays into a hoop house on an 11-acre hemp farm in rural northwest Washington County, operated by Arkansas Hemp Genetics, LLC. Jody Harden, co-founder and CEO, says 5 acres are presently under cultivation.
And they're about knee-high. Some of them are mid-thigh already. And they're just taking root.
Harden last winter leased a climate-controlled warehouse to sprout 10,000 hemp starts from seed, which were transported here in late May for transplanting. A state-of-the-art irrigation system has been installed on the farm to keep the hemp crop hydrated this summer. Harden is conducting hemp-growing research trials here, he says.
What we have is 3 different types of growing systems. We're growing in 30-gallon air pots with time drip emitters. Then we're growing an open field, and we're going to grow under shade cover.
Rick Funderburg is the farm's chief operating officer.
We have 6 cultivars out here. The Berry Blossom, Cherry Blossom, Cherry Trump, Trump One, Trophy Wife, and Marlowe are the 6 cultivars.
All of them medicinal cultivars growing on this research facility licensed by the state. Jody Harden says they may or may not thrive on the Ozarks.
These particular cultivars have been grown in Oregon and Colorado, and so it's the plant will adapt over several generations, but this is the first year in Arkansas, so the plant hasn't had time to adjust to the new microclimate that we have here in our farm.
The botanical name for hemp is ruderalis, a flowering leafy species of cannabis. Since prehistoric times, ruderalis was used to make cloth and rope, and later to manufacture paper. In the 1930s, hemp was outlawed, however, in the U.S., along with its intoxicating cousins, cannabis sativa and cannabis indica. Cannabis ruderalis contains only trace amounts of THC, the stuff that gets you high, compared to recreational cultivated marijuana, now legal in a half dozen states, which can contain as much as 15% THC. Both hemp and marijuana produce chemical compounds called cannabinoids, which research suggests may act on the human endocannabinoid system to reduce anxiety, pain, nausea, and kill cancer cells. This hemp farm is among 108 in Arkansas licensed this year.
I'm number 6 because of our proximity to the university. We've already working with the U of A plant pathology, Dr. Jim Carroll, who's been out here numerous times with his team taking samples back to their lab. And we've got an internship program we initiated with the U of A to do some work training to teach young farmers at the university.
Arkansas Hemp Genetics counts 2 local primary investors, retired banker Hayden McElroy and Fayetteville ophthalmologist Dr. Jay McDonald. The company plans to produce a brand name line of cannabis products for commercial sale down the road.
And we're trying different trials in the field here to show which ones yield the best. And these plants need a lot of air. They're going to look like Christmas trees. And they will be about 8 or 10 feet tall, and it'll be beautiful out here.
Harden walks to test field number 2 following a $70,000 chain link security fence built to deter both thieves and wildlife.
All 6 different strains. We've kind of spread it out around the farm. We're growing the same 6 up here and the same 6 back here, and we're doing them side-by-side trials so you can visually see the difference in the cultivars. And we're varying the degree of fertility in each bed. And we're seeing if the natural soil grows better without anything in it.
Come fall, Harden says, the flowers from his hemp crop will be dried and processed in an industrial warehouse in South Fayetteville.
Well, we strip it from the stalk and we put it in large tote bags stored until it can get to the extractor.
A crew of 15 farmhands who constitute an emerging cannabis agricultural workforce labor here, led by field manager Caleb Cole.
I love it. I came from Northern California working with medicinal cannabis. And so I was excited that my home state of Arkansas has you know, had this going on.
Natalie Leonard is also a commercially trained California cannabis grower.
I worked out in California for about 3 years doing exclusively commercial grow cannabis and working in dispensaries, distribution, making edibles, that kind of stuff.
And Heather Arway says she's learning the ropes of growing cannabis.
I'm from here. I've done a little bit of farm work on the West Coast, but those were like orchards and like self-sustainable farms. This is my first time ever working with cannabis. I'm just here because I'm excited that Arkansas finally has a cannabis crop. And I also am just like interested in agriculture in general.
Jody Harden says hiring young people's part of his company's broad educational mission.
We're sort of taking the lead to help train farmers. We've done a couple of hemp clinics. We're doing a newsletter. We're doing 2 field days this summer so that all the farmers in states around us can come and see these unique genetics that we've acquired.
According to Caleb Allen, Arkansas Department of Agriculture Independent Hemp Program Coordinator, more than 3,200 acres of hemp is in production across 42 Arkansas counties.
As of right now, we're still conducting our program out of the 2014 Farm Bill, which gives departments the ability to license program participants to conduct research.
To develop best management practices for hemp cultivation in Arkansas, Allen says, which must exceed more than 1/4 acre. But before any hemp is processed for commercial sale, the state will test hemp harvests to ensure THC levels are below 0.3%. If not, the crop is destroyed. Until USDA issues new rules on hemp farming, individual gardeners and growers for now are barred by the state and federal government from growing hemp for personal use. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.